Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. We Kept Our Towns Going: The Gossard Girls of Michigan's Upper Peninsula by Phyllis Michael Wong is a historical study of women workers in the Gossard undergarment factories of Ishpeming and Gwin, Michigan, published by Michigan State University Press. The book reconstructs the lives of mostly first and second generation immigrant women who sewed corsets, bras, and foundation garments from the early 20th century through the 1970s. Its central purpose is both historical and corrective. It challenges the common assumption that white women largely entered paid work only in the 1970s by documenting an earlier and substantial labor force that helped sustain families and local communities, drawing on oral histories, archival material, and union-related sources. Wong presents the factory not just as an industrial site, but as a social world shaped by labor, gender roles, immigrant experience, and collective action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a forgotten women's workforce at the center of Upper Peninsula industry. The book's most important intervention is its recovery of women as major economic actors in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Rather than treating the region's industrial history as a story dominated only by mining and forestry, Wong shows that the Gossard factories employed hundreds of women who produced undergarments for a national market. This matters because it changes how the region's economy is understood. The factories were not a marginal sideline, but a significant employer in towns where industrial opportunities were otherwise limited. By centering the Gossard girls, the book corrects a long-standing historical omission and shows that women's paid labor was structurally important to local survival. The result is a more accurate account of how small industrial towns functioned. Women were not secondary contributors waiting on the sidelines of modern labor. They were part of the core workforce that helped keep household budgets stable and towns economically viable across decades of change. Secondly, oral history as a way to reconstruct work, routine, and meaning. Wong's method is a major strength of the book. She combines archival research with nearly 100 oral histories, allowing her to recover not only factory processes, but also the lived experience of the workers themselves. This approach is especially valuable because industrial garment production can be difficult to understand from documents alone. Oral testimony makes it possible to describe the repetitive, skill-based, and highly organized nature of the assembly line, including the many steps needed to complete a garment. It also reveals everyday realities that official records usually miss: training, friendships, pace of work, pride and skill, and the emotional logic of remaining in or leaving paid employment. The book therefore functions as both labor history and social history. It preserves memory, but it also interprets that memory carefully, showing how individual stories add up to a larger system of work. This gives the book unusual texture and credibility, since the historical argument is built from voices of the people who lived it. Thirdly, immigrant women, gender expectations, and changing ideas of womanhood. Another key theme is the way the book places labor history inside the broader history of gender and immigration. The Gossard workforce was made up largely of first and second generation immigrant women, and their experiences show how ethnic background, family expectations, and economic necessity shaped working life. Wong does not treat these women simply as workers. She presents them as people navigating the changing rules of what women could do in public and private life. Many of them moved between factory labor, marriage, motherhood, and community responsibility, which complicates rigid ideas about female dependency. The book also demonstrates that women's work outside the home did not automatically equal a rejection of family life. Instead, paid labor often supported family continuity and community stability. By framing these women as both workers and citizens, Wong shows how industrial employment could expand women's social roles, even within a period that often idealized domesticity. This makes the book especially useful for understanding how gender norms were negotiated rather than simply accepted or overthrown. Fourthly, unionization, strike action, and women's political agency. The book also gives serious attention to labor sangharsh and collective action. One of its most important historical episodes is the successful four-month strike in the 1940s, which capped an eight-year effort to unionize. That episode is important not only as a labor dispute, but as evidence of women's political competence and organizational discipline. Wong shows that the Gossard girls were not passive recipients of industrial discipline. They organized, negotiated, and asserted power over working conditions and wages. This aspect of the book broadens the meaning of labor history because it places women at the center of activism rather than treating them as auxiliaries to male-led union. The strike also demonstrates how workplace issues were tied to broader social realities. In a region affected by mining instability, the Great Depression, and wartime pressures, labor action had consequences that extended beyond the factory floor. The book therefore reveals how women workers shaped not just production, but also the civic and economic life of their towns through collective struggle. Lastly, why the title captures a wider story of family survival and local economy. The title We Kept Our Towns Going summarizes the book's broader interpretation of economic life in the Upper Peninsula. Wong argues that wages earned at the Gossard factories circulated through households and local businesses, creating a sustaining cycle of income and spending that helped towns endure periods of hardship. This is a significant idea because it reframes women's factory work as community infrastructure, not merely individual employment. The title also emphasizes continuity over time through mining strikes, depleted natural resources, and economic uncertainty. These women's earnings helped maintain local stability. That perspective makes the book more than a biography of a factory or a company history. It becomes a study of how small towns survive when one industrial base weakens and another becomes essential. Wong's account is therefore especially valuable for readers interested in regional history, labor systems, and the hidden economies that sustain everyday life. The title captures the book's central argument with clarity. Women's work was not peripheral to the region's survival. It was one of the mechanisms that made survival possible. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in women's history, labor history, immigration, and the industrial past of the Upper Peninsula. It will also reward readers who want a grounded example of how gender roles were shaped by work rather than by ideology alone. For students and scholars, the book offers a strong model of oral history combined with archival research, and it provides a useful case study of factory labor, unionization, and community economy. For general readers, it offers a vivid and accessible account of women whose work has been overlooked in standard narratives of American industrial history. What makes it stand out is its specific local focus, paired with a larger historical correction. Many books discuss women's labor in broad terms, but this one shows in concrete detail how a particular workforce sustained families, organized for better conditions, and kept a town functioning through long periods of instability. Its value lies in that combination of intimacy and significance. It is a regional history that changes the larger story of American working women. If you would like to support Phyllis Michael Wong, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.